Irish Christmas trees are in demand abroad, exports by the truckload we hear in the last 10 days and in the next 10. And around 400,000 Christmas trees will be sold here, with growers hard at work, both on supplies and on security. Joe McGreely reports.
It's first light in Carnew, County Wicklow, and workers are heading out amongst the trees on Porter's Christmas tree farm. For days now, they have been getting up early and finishing after dark, as the intensive Christmas tree harvesting period is underway. Standing amongst the harvesters, farm owner Peter Porter says growing good trees takes time and year-round effort.
It's not just 3 weeks of Christmas. A lot of some of those trees on our left-hand side are now, they're 8-year-old, and the trees here that you're looking at here now are 6-year-old, like 5 to 6-year-old, like, so it's a long, hard battle, like, to get them to where they are. Like, there's no easy money.
Three people are employed throughout the year on this farm. They plant, shape and tend to the trees and the site, while a team of 10 are now employed to cut, net and load the trees for shipment to market. Among them, Henry Hatton, who skillfully uses a teleporter to load 9-foot pallets of Christmas trees onto a lorry trailer.
About 70 goes into the palletizer, depending on the size of the trees. And they're fairly tight, all right, getting them in. They're full height and full length of the trailer.
These days are so busy, Henry and his fellow workers don't even leave the farm for meals.
Start at 8:15 and finish 5:30 or so. Here we are 10 o'clock at tea, and usually around 12:30 for dinner time, depending on how you go on today.
Busy all day?
Very, yeah. Sleep at night, so you would.
And once the last pallet is loaded on this particular trailer, paperwork is completed and the truck departs for the ferry and its ultimate destination, a garden centre chain in the London area. Around 300,000 Christmas trees are exported from Ireland every year to the UK, France, Germany and other EU countries. 400,000 are sold at home in the 5 weeks up to Christmas. Intense demand has led to theft of trees in the past. So out there amongst those trees is a caravan where security personnel keep watch all night. Peter Porter again.
Some people have security company coming in, and some farmers, people are growers, are doing it themselves, like, so they are, like, have the workers doing it, like, you know what I mean? So it's very hard, like, you know what I mean, that you have to mind your product. So we have a presence at this farm 24 hours. So we have.
Dermot Page is the chairman of the Irish Christmas Tree Growers Association.
We're very conscious on security. We've done a hell of a lot over the last few years to get everyone's attention up about security. We've got security personnel on all night. We've got the guards involved. They've been very, very helpful this year in particular, doing a lot of stops and also helicopter patrols around this area in Wicklow.
The average tree sells wholesale for between 15 and 30 euro. Add 20 or 30 more for the retail price. So I asked Dermot why choose a real tree rather than an artificial one.
Well, we feel that there are huge benefits to the real tree. It is great for the environment. It's a sustainable product. For every tree that is harvested, there's a tree planted. It's got a lovely smell. It's a real part of the tradition of Christmas.
And that was Joe McGreely reporting on what is obviously a very healthy Christmas tree market, but also one that has to be watched.